Kirsten Martin came all the way from Wisconsin to get her hands dirty in Sonoma County. She's part of a team of 10 young people in the AmeriCorps program who are nearing the midpoint of their two-month stint doing environmental restoration work at a nonprofit retreat center south of Healdsburg.
There's about 300 of us stationed in Sacramento, and we go in with groups of 10 throughout the West Coast. We do everything from environmental stewardship. We address critical needs relating to natural disasters, infrastructure improvement, and we work with construction and energy conservation.
Since January 9th, Martin and her teammates have been assigned to the Bishop's Ranch, a 343-acre facility owned by the Episcopal Church, which overlooks the middle reach of the Russian River above West Side Road. Executive Director Sean Swift says the young workers' first big task was stabilizing the hillside above the ranch's main entry road.
We've had a hard time keeping the bank stable, so they've been planting native grasses, which is difficult to do well and have the grasses survive and thrive. They planted a 200-foot-long section of native grasses and then another 200 or even 300-foot-long section with native shrubs like manzanita and ceanothus. Stabilize those banks above the driveway and prevent erosion that's been happening down onto the road.
The crew, part of the National Community Civilian Corps, received some emergency response training to begin their deployment. But Martin says that has been greatly augmented by the hands-on experience they're getting at the ranch.
Chainsaws, how to burn brush, little things like about check dams and how the flow of water affects the natural area around it so much. Everything from erosion of banks to how the banks here affect the Russian River. Learning how to chip wood, how that works, and so much.
Now, with the slope stabilization project accomplished, the team will turn their attention to another quite different task. Rick Kay, part of the ranch's maintenance staff, will lead them in clearing the surface of a two-acre lake.
We're accessing the lake to reduce the growth of azolla, which turns out to be a native aquatic plant, but has grown in such an abundance that it's covered the entire top layer of the lake. And we have some concerns about what the impact is on the oxygen levels in the lake and the impact then on fish and other wildlife that use the lake.
It's a big job, adds Sean Swift, and will require some new infrastructure just to get started.
They're building a couple of docks that we can use as a staging area for the physical pitchforking of the azolla from the surface of the lake, and then we'll be composting it.
That way, the unwanted water weed, which is high in nitrogen, will be reallocated to benefit other parts of their landscape. The AmeriCorps team will remain at the ranch through March 9th before moving on to their next assignment. But Martin says she has no idea yet what that might be.
We have a 10-month program, and we do 4 different rounds. And we never find out what the next round is going to be until about 1 to 2 weeks before we go. So that's the excitement of this program, is that you never know where you're going to be.
This is the third AmeriCorps team to visit and work at the Bishop's Ranch. It seems there's some fairly stiff competition among nonprofits to secure an assignment from the regional organization with a lengthy and exacting application process required. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.